Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Richard Teague talking sustainable ranch land management in just a moment.
Cattlemen, want a little more innovation? Pour it on. How about a little more convenience? Pour it on. And just plain old easy to use? Pour it on. Introducing new Banamine Transdermal. It's the first FDA-approved pour-on of its kind. And it's easy, easy, easy. New Banamine Transdermal from Merck Animal Health. Pour it on. Talk to your veterinarian or visit BanamineTD.com.
Hey, cattlemen, would you like to capture an extra $24 a head from your stocker operation? You can with Synovex One Grass. Designed for use in both steers and heifers, it provides long-lasting weight gain for up to 200 days, helping you harvest more gain from your pastures. How much gain? In an Oklahoma trial, stockers implanting with Synovex One Grass outgained cattle implanting with Revelor G or Encore by 20 pounds. Implant with long-duration Synovex One Grass this spring and increase your profits by up to $24. For more information, visit growwithsynovex.com. Refer to label for use precautions and warnings. If you want to have a successful, sustainable rangeland management program, you can't copy somebody else's program verbatim and expect it to work on your operation. Dr. Richard Teague of Texas A&M says when you're putting together a program that'll work for your operation, it's very definitely not a case of one size fits all.
Every ranch is a unique property, so there's going to be something different, but that's why you've got to learn the principles and apply the principles. And the principles are you graze for a short period so you don't take off too much, then you get off there till it's recovered, and you adjust your animal numbers so that you get good grass growth. In doing so, you will encourage the taller growing grasses that have deeper roots, and you grow enough where you leave some litter on the surface. All of those things make the soil microbes work as well as they can, and that's what drives the whole thing. We tend to forget the soil microbes, but the soil microbes feed the plants with everything they've got, and they get all their food from the plants. So you've got to operate the plants so that they are operating as well as they can. You don't overuse them, and you let them recover. And under those circumstances, the soil microbes are operating optimally, so your whole system operates in a much better way.
So from a selection of grasses, should you be trying to do some diversity, you know, some almost like a multi-species situation in your fields, or can you go with a monoculture?
Monocultures are death to soil. And as soon as you bring in more and more species, then your soil microbes actually respond, and that's when the system works better. We found that from 10 inches of rainfall to 80 inches of rainfall right around the world, that you need to manage for biodiversity, but you've got to know how to manage each one according to the principles of grazing. When you apply those principles, you don't overutilize them and you allow adequate recovery, the whole system comes together.
You talked about the rainfall amounts. Of course, in your university system and really across the Southern Plains, boy, you've got the entire spectrum.
Yeah, and I've worked with people. We had those bad droughts on 11 through 13, exceedingly bad droughts.
That's right.
But there were some of the farmers that we were working with, ranchers, who did well through that area. They had to decrease their stock slightly, but they were still going well. We used that as a learning opportunity. We had workshops, and when people came onto their farms from nearby, they couldn't believe how much grass the people had there, and they asked the question, how did you get to the situation? And the guy, all of them said, we started 20 years ago. We managed so we didn't overuse. We allowed them to grow back, and then the taller grasses came in, and they had deeper roots, and they covered the ground with mulch. All those things together mean that more water gets in the ground, and the plants have got deeper roots, so you can handle those droughts reasonably well.
So with that right management of your forage, you can have the opportunity to be able to basically build that soil to a point where it will retain the moisture.
Correct. The biggest limiting factor on any agricultural system is the amount of water that gets into the soil. Mm-hmm. If you've got bare ground, then the water's not getting in the soil. Just a fraction is. As soon as you've got ground that's covered, you've got deep-rooted plants in there, then the most amount of rain that comes in gets into the soil. Now, one of the things that I challenge a lot of people, we've become used to chemicals solving our problems. If you've got bare ground and you've got poor infiltration, I ask them the question, what chemical do you put on to improve the infiltration? And that is absurd, because infiltration is a biological property. It needs a healthy soil microbial population. If you put any chemical on there, it kills the microbes that enhance the infiltration. So you're starting from the wrong foot straight away. You're limiting your most limiting factor. You've got to get over that and do it a different way.
For those ranchers you work with, what's that takeaway that you try to always leave with them?
Well, we are learning from the guys who've done a good job. We're just documenting it based on the principles. And we get involved with them in terms of educating other farmers, because most farmers learn most from other farmers. So if you can show them with the measurements you've made how and what results are being achieved by people who are operating on good principles, then that's the best way to spread the message. And young folk pick it up very, very quickly. Of course, older folk don't learn that easily. But the young folk, I mean, it's just going viral now around the nation. And everybody benefits, because you produce healthier food as soon as you've got good microbes in the ground as well.
Dr. Richard Teague, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
I'm Kyle Gilchrist, representing the Red Alliance Group. We have provided Red Angus bulls and females in volume to cattlemen in Oklahoma for 16 years. Our bulls represent what commercial cow-calf producers demand and are developed to perform. Join us for our upcoming auction on March 10th at the Heart of Oklahoma Expo Center in Shawnee, Oklahoma. Look us up at redalliance.biz, Facebook, or see our ad in the Stock Exchange publication. We look forward to seeing you March 10th in Shawnee, Oklahoma.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.